And now for our first feature. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds holds an annual garden bird watch, and the Norfolk results have now been published. Here they're read by Peter Walsh.
Over 12,000 people in Norfolk joined nearly 500,000 people across the UK in the world's largest garden wildlife survey, counting more than 8 million birds during the 38th RSPB Big Garden Bird Watch. In Norfolk, there was no change to the top two. Blackbirds took the top spot again after being seen in a whopping 97% of gardens across the county during the survey. House sparrows came in second, having been seen in 60% of gardens, despite having decreased nationally by 57% since 1979. Starlings knocked the blue tits out of the top three as they moved up two places from fifth to third, being seen in 30% more gardens than in 2016. The event, held over the last weekend in January, also revealed a huge increase in the number of recorded sightings of waxwings. These attractive-looking birds flock to UK gardens in winter once every 7 to 8 years when the berry crop fails in their native Scandinavia. But there was an overall downturn in the number of recorded sightings of blue tits, great tits and coal tits, down by between 17% and 35% on last year's figures. Dr. Daniel Hayhoe, RSPB conservation scientist, said, "Numbers of small-bodied birds such as blue tits and great tits are susceptible to changes in weather throughout the year, and scientists believe that the prolonged wet weather during the 2016 breeding season led to fewer younger birds surviving than usual, meaning there are fewer to be seen in gardens. In the east, there were five times as many redwing and fieldfare seen, and an 18% increase in sightings of brambling, as the sub-zero temperatures on the continent forced them to go in search of milder conditions." Dr. Hayhoe added, "The sight of a robin or blackbird perched on the garden fence is often one of the first experiences we have with nature. Using the information from the weekend, we'll be able to create a snapshot of how our garden birds are doing."